Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, Dead Time Storians. Let me start today's episode by asking you a very important question. Who was your favorite music icon in whatever decade you were growing up? For me, that would be the 90s. As longtime listeners of this podcast know, I grew up with sisters 6 and 8 years older than me. So as a child, I grew up listening to a lot of Bye Bye Byes, Hit Me Baby One More Time, and Quit Playing Games With My Heart. The last one, not as much. We were definitely an NSYNC household. My oldest sister laid claim on JC. My middle sister got Justin. And then there was me. I was a fan of Chris. I don't know why. I think it's because nobody else really liked Chris. If you ask me today, I'm definitely a Joey Fatone fan. Heyo. I remember one time my sisters and my mom went to an NSYNC concert when they were performing in Columbus, and my dad and I had a boys' night, which probably consisted of us eating dinner and then not talking for the rest of the evening because he was working and I was doing whatever a six-year-old does. I don't know. And I remember my grandmother later commented that it was probably important that they went to that concert because it was probably going to be one of the last few that NSYNC performed. And I remember as a child being really flabbergasted by that because I was like, NSYNC will never die. They're so popular. But I had no idea how the music industry works. And now I'm not as surprised to say that my grandmother was more or less correct. Justin has his career, and Joey was on The Masked Singer, and Lance is doing stuff, and I'm sure JC and Chris are out there somewhere too. I don't know. If anybody knows that, let me know. So yes, my grandmother was absolutely correct that eventually NSYNC would see its end. But I think there is one musical artist that lives on long after her career ended, and no, I'm not talking about Britney Spears working out in her gym. Also, shame on me because Britney Spears still has a pretty great career. Love Toxic, love Hit Me Baby One More Time, whatever, I'm a gay man. I digress. The artist, of course, that I'm talking about is the one and only Selena. Truth be told, shame on me. Up until about a year ago, I had never heard of her. I think her music was probably just a little bit before my time, and I would have been too young to understand the downfall of her career. But as always, I'm getting ahead of myself. So let me take a moment to reel it back in and say, welcome to the original Dead Time Stories, a podcast where I, Skylar Fastenow, go beyond the crime to investigate human psychology and history, so hopefully we won't make the same mistakes of our ancestors. If you're a fan of our show and want to support us even more, head on over to patreon.com/OGDeadTime. We'll begin our next chapter after these brief messages.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to our show. Tejano music is a genre that incorporates Mexican-Spanish vocals with the tunes and rhythm of German dance music. It was a predominantly male genre for a long time. That is until Selena Quintanilla hit the scene with her family band Selena y Los Niños. Her sister Suzette played drums, while brother AB played bass guitar. They started out playing at their family restaurant, Papagayo's, but by the time Selena was 9, they were playing quinceañeras, weddings, and fairs, all the while making just enough to feed the family and record albums. Eventually, their fan base was large enough to pack the Houston Astrodome with nearly 70,000 people. 3 times. Selena will always be known as the queen of Tejano music.
I loved Selena because she's the first famous singer I've ever seen that looked like me.
When she won Female Vocalist at the Tejano Awards in 86, I thought it was a fluke. But then she won in 87, and then 88, and 89. She won every year until 1996. Show me another artist who could do that.
She was a fashion icon. I used to bedazzle my bustiers to look like her. I got my quinceañera dress at her boutique.
I saw Selena in concert in San Antonio in 1991, and she changed my life. As soon as I left the show, I tracked down her father's phone number.
Hola, Residencia Quintanilla, ¿quién es?
Hola, señor Quintanilla. Me llamo Yolanda Saldivar. My niece was friends with your daughter. She convinced me to see your daughter in concert, and I am so glad she did. Selena is so very special, and she really inspires people. Por eso, there needs to be a Selena fan club in San Antonio.
A fan club? That could be a good idea. Might be good exposure for the band. I'll have to think about it and talk it over with the family.
Let me know if I can help in any way. I would love to be involved.
All right. Gracias, Yolanda. Adios.
Thank you for calling the Quintanillas. We're unavailable at the moment, but please leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Hola, Señor Quintanilla. This is Yolanda. We spoke a few days ago about making a Selena fan club. I haven't heard back from you, so I wanted to give you a call. Call me back, please.
Thank you for calling the Quintanillas.
Buenos dias, Señor Quintanilla. It's Yolanda Saldivar again. I called you about a week ago to talk about creating a Selena fan club in San Antonio. Please call me back. Señor Quintanilla, Yolanda calling you again. I haven't heard from you in a few weeks, and...
Yolanda, are you there?
Sí, Señor Quintanilla, I'm here.
Sorry, I've missed your calls. We've been very busy.
Oh, that's okay, Señor Quintanilla.
Please, call me Abraham. I've thought about this fan club, and I just don't think it's a good idea. So, it will be a no. But thank you for being so passionate.
It's easy to be passionate about Selena. Please... Let's make this work. What if we made the fan club not for profit and donate the proceeds to charity?
That sounds a bit better. Hold on. Let me ask Selena.
Selena is there?
Yes, hold on 1 second. Selena!
Coming! What's up?
The woman who wants to start a fan club for you is on the phone. Now she wants to make a non-profit. Donate the money to charity. What do you think? Yo no le creo.
Trust anyone. I thought it was a good idea before, and it's even better now. Let's do it.
But Selena.
Hi. Is this Yolanda?
Yes. Is this Selena?
Yes. I've got great news. We're going to start up the Selena fan club, and we want you to be the president.
Ay, Dios mío. This is incredible. Thank you so much. Tell your father I say thank you. I am so excited to get started. Muchas gracias, Selena.
De nada.
Why don't you come by tomorrow, meet Selena, and sign some paperwork?
I must be dreaming! I'll be be there tomorrow. I can't wait. Adios.
Adios. Selena, you can't do that.
Can't do what? Make decisions for myself?
It's not that. It's just we don't know this woman.
She's a fan of mine. Maybe the biggest. What's the worst that could happen?
Suzette, will you get the door?
Hi. Are you Yolanda?
Yes.
Come in. I'm Suzette. That's AB.
Hey, you the fan club lady?
AB, don't be rude.
I was just asking.
Oh, it's all right. I guess I am the fan club lady. It's nice to meet you both. Is Selena here?
Ah, Yolanda. Thank you so much for coming. Unfortunately, no. Selena won't be joining us. But please have a seat and we can get down to business. Suzette here will be your point of contact. If you need to get in touch with us, you will call her and she'll let us know.
It didn't take long before Yolanda earned her keep. By 1993, she'd helped Selena's fan club reach 1,500 members. But don't scoff at that number comparing it to social media followers. This was in the before times, so no social media. Artists couldn't just post a selfie on the gram and expect to connect with fans. If fans wanted to see What's Up with their favorite singer's tour, score rad merch, or just get the general 411, which was totally copacetic by the way, they had to do so through a fan club. Yolanda was doing so well with Selena's fan club that about a year later, the Quintanillas decided to give her a bit more responsibility.
Excuse me, is this the right room? I have a meeting with Senor Quintanilla.
That depends. Are you the wonderful Yolanda I keep hearing about?
Hi, you're Yolanda. I mean, I'm Selena. Oh, Dios. Yes, I'm Yolanda. You're Selena. Oh, it is such an honor to finally meet you. Please, if you need anything from me, just ask.
Well, right now, I need you to come inside and relax. I want to get to know you, Madam President. Daddy should be here any second.
Hola, cariño.
What's up, Daddy?
Hola, Abraham.
Yolanda, how are things with the fan club?
Very good, sir. We're up past 8,000 members now.
That's incredible. Great work, Yolanda.
Yes, great work. That's actually why we asked you to come today. Because of your great work, we have decided... Selena, do you want to tell her?
Well, you know about the boutique that we've been building in Corpus Christi? With the salon and the clothes.
See, of course.
Well, we're also opening another one in San Antonio, and we want you to be the manager of both. And we're going to open another one next year if things go well with these two, and how could they not with you in charge? I mean, if you accept.
No manches, this can't be real. Es la neta?
Sí, es la neta. You'll be the operations manager, which means you'll be in charge of sales, customer relations, and the finances. The family's going to be on tour, and we thought, who better to run the stores? So, what do you think?
Yes, of course I will take the position. It is such an honor. Thank you both so much.
Oh, Yolanda, it's going to be so much fun. We're working with Martin Gomez for the clothes. They're going to be cool Latin American styles with a flair. Oh, I can't wait.
By January of 1994, both Selena and Cedra boutiques were up and running. When the family had returned from their tour, Yolanda was offered yet another promotion. In addition to running the boutiques, Selena made Yolanda her agent in September of 1994. Yolanda then moved from San Antonio to Corpus Christi to be closer to Selena. Yolanda had complete access to Selena and her life. She was placed in charge of Selena's personal finances and given a company credit card for business-related expenses. I guess Yolanda was feeling pretty high and mighty with her new lot in life, so she used the company credit card to rent herself Lincoln Town Cars, take friends out to eat at expensive restaurants, and get herself not one, but two cell phones. In December of 1994, Yolanda's leadership was starting to have negative effects on the boutiques.
No, listen.
Cállate! Shut up, everybody! Listen to me!
This weekend's fashion show is a big deal, so I don't want any of you screwing things up like you always do. Selena is going to be here soon. I told you to dust the displays an hour ago. Why can I see the dust from here? Go do it again, idiotas! While you're at it, those mannequins are basura. Fix it! I swear you are the most incompetent collection of people I've ever met.
Hola, Selena, etc.
Selena! Hola! I was just giving everybody a pep talk before the fashion show.
Thank you all for your hard work. Sorry for interrupting your meeting, Yolanda. Go ahead and finish what you were saying before I interrupted.
All right, as I was saying, just keep being as wonderful as you always are, and this is going to be a great fashion show. Back to work, team. Yolanda, how exciting is this? So very exciting, Selena. I wasn't expecting you until tomorrow, though.
I know. I wanted to drop by today to introduce you to my cousin, Deborah. Deb, come meet Yolanda.
Hola, Yolanda. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Deborah.
Deborah is going to be helping us expand the business to Mexico. So she'll be here working with you all to see how everything works.
Oh, how very nice.
I'm looking forward to working together, Yolanda. Selena has told me so many wonderful things about you.
Ah, you're too kind, Selena.
I never said anything I didn't believe. We're off for now, but we'll be back tomorrow for the show. Catch you later.
See you tomorrow, Yolanda.
Adios, you two.
Selena!
Martin! I can't wait to see these new looks on our very own runway!
You are going to love them, and so is everyone else. Listen, I want to talk to you about...
Yolanda!
Oh, Selena, congratulations. This is all so wonderful.
I couldn't have done it without you. Martin, you said you wanted to talk to me about something?
Never mind, mi amor.
All right. I think I see Suzette and AB pulling up. I'm gonna go say hi. Be right back. You two play nice.
Yolanda, I went backstage and I was very surprised to see that someone had mutilated some of the looks for the fashion show.
Oh, que terrible.
I know it was you. I don't know why you did this, but I know you did it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You established a reign of terror when you came into Selena's life. She can't see it now, but I can. And soon others will too. It's only a matter of time.
You fool. You don't know what you're talking about. That's why you'll be out on your ass soon. Now excuse me, I have some work to do before the show starts.
Excuse me, Selena?
Yes?
My name is Alejandro. I work here.
It's great to meet you, Alejandro. How can I help you?
I just wanted to talk to you about Yolanda, if that's okay.
Of course.
It's just that she's really mean to all of us when you're not around. And we always see her arguing with clients and suppliers. We don't feel very safe with her.
Yolanda's just passionate. She wouldn't hurt a fly, don't worry.
That didn't instill much confidence into the Selena etc. employees, so they brought their concerns to Selena's father, who took them more seriously. After the break, we'll learn how Abraham Quintanilla handled the employees' complaints. And now, back to the show.
Selena, this is very serious. The employees are saying she fires people if she doesn't like them. We went from a staff of almost 40 to less than 20 in a month!
That's just part of running a store.
Your cousin just quit after a week. She said Yolanda didn't even teach them to report sales. How are we supposed to know how your business is doing if we don't train your employees to report the sales?
I'm sure she has her own system.
Ay, por Dios. Selena, we're behind on all of our bills for the boutiques. She's running them into the ground!
I trust her. She wouldn't hurt me or my business. Just drop it, Papa.
Princesa. I'm just trying to look out for you. Be careful. I don't think she's a good influence.
By January of 1995, the expansion of Selena etc. into Mexico was in full swing. But Abraham started receiving phone calls from dissatisfied fans.
Hola, Abraham Quintanilla. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm so sorry to bother you. I tracked down your number because I signed up for the Selena fan club, but I haven't gotten any of the stuff I was supposed to get.
Excuse me?
I sent in my check about 2 months ago, and I was supposed to receive some CDs, a t-shirt, a hat, an autographed poster, and some other stuff, but it hasn't shown up, and I haven't been able to get a hold of anyone until you right now.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm going to get to the bottom of this as soon as possible. In the meantime, let me take down your information so we can get you what you paid for.
Abraham continued to receive calls just like this for weeks. So he launched a private investigation into the finances of the fan club, the boutique, and Yolanda herself.
Thank you, girls, for coming to talk to me. Unfortunately, I have something very serious to share with you both.
What is it, Dad?
Selena, please sit.
Okay, what's going on?
A few weeks ago, I started getting calls from members of the fan club who weren't getting their Selena packets, which led me to do some digging.
Okay.
Based on what I found, it seems that Yolanda has been embezzling money from the fan club and the boutiques, about $60,000.
No, there is just no way.
I also found out that this isn't the first time she's done this. A few years ago, she stole almost $10,000 from a dermatologist she worked for.
So what do we do?
We have to bring her in here and fire her.
Wait.
No, Selena. I've had enough of this defending her. She needs to go.
You're right. I'm sorry. It's just that I don't want to make her angry. She has some of my bank statements and financial records that I need back for my taxes. I'm afraid that if we shove her aside, she'll do something else with the information. Let's see what she has to say for herself and ask her to return the paperwork I need.
Okay, I'll call her and have her come in tonight to meet with us.
Later that night, Yolanda arrived at the Q production offices, unsure of what was about to happen.
Abraham, what's all this about? Selena? Suzette? What's going on?
Come sit, Yolanda.
I'll stand, thank you.
Yolanda, please sit.
Okay, Selena.
I've discovered some inconsistencies in the bookkeeping for the fan club and the boutiques. Do you have anything to say about this?
I don't know what you mean.
Yolanda, do not lie to me. To us.
Please, Yolanda, be honest.
Why aren't the fans getting what they've been promised?
Those lowlives are trying to get things for free. They already got what they paid for.
And why did you open the fan club's bank account in your sister's name?
The bank wouldn't let me open it in my name. I don't work there. I don't know why.
Then let me say this then. If you don't prove to us that the information on those papers is incorrect, then I'm going to contact the police.
Daddy!
No, Selena, it's okay. Please, Senor Quintanilla, I can explain. Just give me some time.
The next day, Yolanda was removed from the boutique's bank accounts. The day after that, she purchased a .38 caliber revolver and hollow point bullets at a place to shoot gun shop and shooting range in San Antonio. She told the clerk that she needed to protect herself while she was working as an in-home nurse because the patient's relatives had threatened her. A few days later, Yolanda called Selena and asked to meet up in a parking lot 25 miles outside of Corpus Christi.
Well, thank you for coming, Selena. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Listen, I want you to know that I'm still going to have you be in charge of the business affairs in Mexico as we expand.
You don't know how much that means to me. I really love you, Selena. I've been so frightened since that meeting with your father. I even went out and bought this revolver.
Hey, put that thing away. I'll protect you from my father, but that gun has to go. Get rid of it.
Yolanda did just that. She returned the gun to the gun shop and told the clerk that she didn't need it because her father had given her another gun. The following day, Selena had Yolanda accompany her on a trip to Nashville while she was recording her crossover English album. During the trip, Selena told Yolanda that a perfume sample and more financial papers had been taken from her the week before, and when they got back to Texas, she needed them returned in addition to the other tax documents. Upon her arrival in Texas, Yolanda returned to the gun shop and repurchased that revolver. Selena then sent her to Monterey, Mexico to work on things for the new boutique. When Yolanda returned to Texas, she called Selena.
Hola!
Selena, it's Yolanda. I don't know how to say this, but when I was in Monterey, I was raped.
Yolanda! Oh, I am so sorry. What can I do? I'll bring you to the doctor.
No, no. Could you just come to the motel I'm staying in? I'm just a mess. It would mean a lot to just see you.
Of course. I'll be right over.
Selena and her husband, Chris Perez, went to Yolanda's motel. Chris stayed in the car while Selena went upstairs to Yolanda's room. After comforting her and repeatedly offering to get her medical attention, Selena asked Yolanda if she had any of the documents she had promised to give her. She did not. Selena left a few hours later and headed back home. Around midnight that night, Yolanda called Selena again.
Hello?
Selena, it's me again.
Yolanda?
See, I'm not feeling well. I think I have internal bleeding. Do you think you could come back and take me to the hospital like you said?
Hold on. Chris? Chris, wake up.
What? What is it, my love?
It's Yolanda again. She wants me to come take her to the hospital.
Sal, it's too late right now. I don't want you going there alone, and I don't trust her.
All right. I'll finish this call in the other room so you can go back to sleep. Yolanda, are you still there?
Yes, are you coming?
Not tonight, but I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Selena, would you please come alone? I'm embarrassed.
This is nothing to be embarrassed about, but I understand. Yes, I will. Buenas noches.
The next morning, Selena picked Yolanda up from the motel and took her to the hospital. Although the doctor said she was showing signs of depression, she had no signs of internal bleeding or that she had been raped. However, the examination was limited due to Texas law preventing them from performing a full examination because they were in Corpus Christi, Yolanda was from San Antonio, and the alleged rape happened outside the country. When they left the hospital, Yolanda recanted her story of being raped.
You lied to me? About being raped? This is so awful, Yolanda, just awful! This is the last straw. You are fired. We're going back to your motel right now, and you're going to give me my financial papers immediately. I can't believe I trusted you.
Meanwhile, Selena's father called her husband.
What's up?
Hola, Chris. It's Abraham. Have you seen Selena today? She's supposed to be here at Q Productions to record a song, but she hasn't shown up yet.
That's strange. I'll give her a call and see what's holding her up.
Hey, babe. Your father just called and said you were supposed to be at Q to record, but you never showed up. Are you okay?
Of course, darling. I'm just taking care of one last item of business, and then I'll be right there. Will you let Daddy know?
Of course.
Well, where's the paperwork, Yolanda?
I just need a few more...
No! You've betrayed my trust for the last time. Give me my papers.
I don't...
I'll go through every inch of this place if that's what it takes. Give me that bag.
Selena grabbed Yolanda's satchel and dumped it onto the bed. Yolanda's gun was right on top.
What are you still doing with that thing?
Yolanda lurched for the gun and grabbed it as Selena turned and ran for the door. With a thunderous bang, Yolanda shot Selena through the right shoulder. Although wounded and losing a lot of blood, Selena managed to pull herself up and flee for the lobby. As she ran, she clutched her chest.
Help me! Help me! I've been shot!
Yolanda chased after her, pointing her gun at Selena.
You bitch! You fucking bitch! Get back here!
Selena made it to the motel lobby and collapsed onto the floor.
Please, she'll shoot me again. Help me!
Lock the door!
Who did this?
It was Yolanda Saldivar. She's staying here. She...
Selena fell unconscious.
Hi, yes.
The manager called emergency services while the motel sales manager and another witness tried to stop the flow of blood. Yolanda got into her pickup truck and tried to leave the motel. Luckily, a police officer saw her attempting to escape and blocked her path. The officer got out of his cruiser and drew his gun.
Get out of the truck, ma'am! Get out of that truck!
Yolanda threw her truck in reverse and slammed her foot on the gas. She parked further away from the cop and held the pistol up to her temple.
I'll kill myself! You leave me alone or I'll kill myself! It's all that fucking bitch's fault! Leave me alone!
An ambulance managed to get Selena off the scene and en route to a nearby hospital. Doctors there performed surgery and managed to establish an erratic heartbeat for just long enough to get her into the trauma ward. But unfortunately, Selena was pronounced dead at 1:05 p.m. Back at the motel, it took a SWAT team, an FBI crisis negotiation unit, and a 9-plus-hour standoff for Yolanda to surrender. In the coming days, a public viewing was arranged. Nearly 80,000 fans formed a mile-long line to pay their respects to the Queen of Tejano music. Her legacy, influence, and impact have lived on through her fans even 26 years after her unexpected death sent shockwaves through the world. Selena is one of the most influential Latin artists ever, the best-selling Tejano artist of all time, and still outsells living Tejano artists. Yolanda Saldivar is serving a life sentence for first-degree murder at the Mountain View Unit in Gatesville, Texas. She'll be eligible for parole on March 30th, 2025. Scheming of You was written by Jordan Catcher, narrated and edited by me, Skylar Fastenow, and executive produced by Daniel Jones. Voice talent was provided by Alan Anthony Morion, Sophia Sassone, Marissa Pistone, Juan Magana, Taylor Shirdy, and Daniel Jones. Our beautiful theme music was written and performed by Tracy Zales, and our cover artwork was created by Catherine Fastenow. Thank you, as always, for joining us for another chapter of the original Dead Time Stories. If you liked what you heard today, let us know by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening. You can also tag us on social media at the original Dead Time Stories and let us know what your favorite part was. If you want to be the ultimate fan, head on over to patreon.com/OGDeadTime. Our wonderful patrons receive things like early access to new episodes, ad-free episodes, entrance into the Dead Time Stories vault, merchandise, and so much more. Check it out today. And of course, thank you for supporting independent artists. We'll be back in just 1 week's time with a chapter that'll prove to never trust your gut instinct and that stories can change over time. Until then, stay safe out there. I don't want you to become the next chapter's topic on the original Dead Time Stories.